Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
8:55, Dr. Eli Kamon is an Israeli political scientist, senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Monica, I don't hear you.
I can hear you loud and clear. Is that a bit better? Okay, so I'm going to talk as loud as I can. I guess what I really want to know from you is, will Donald Trump be able to step in and resolve this war in the way that it needs to be resolved?
Because he was responsible for what happens today when he canceled the deal from 2015. In 2018, he canceled the American participation in the deal. And now he was also responsible because he began practically or gave the green light to Netanyahu to begin the war. Now, the problem is, first of all, political, because what he wants, I think, is Israeli military pressure that will convince the Iranian leadership to enter the deal under American condition, under Trump's condition, which means that they renounce completely to enrich uranium on their territory. For the moment, I don't think it's possible. I mean, they are interested in a ceasefire, they are interested in negotiating, but it's not sure that they will agree to the harshest demands by the president.
The fact that he keeps saying that they need to negotiate, is that posturing or is that a genuine desire to get Iran back to the table now?
In my opinion, he's genuinely wanting to achieve an agreement. He wanted to do it in Gaza, he wanted to do it in Ukraine without much success. And therefore, here perhaps there is a possibility that he will achieve something. I remember that he was very boasting that he achieved the ceasefire between Pakistan and India. So this is an important political issue for President Trump in these days. And the only from the Israeli point of view, very important is if there is no good deal, if President Trump will accept to bomb the Port Fordrou facility, which is the main underground facility, which can become in the future a new point for the revival of the nuclear program.
How difficult is it to take out that facility?
Very difficult because it's really very well defended. It's under a mountain, I think a rocky mountain. Mm-hmm. And there is, in principle, also a possibility of a commando operation, but clearly this is very difficult. And the United States has deployed heavy bombers, 52, B-52, which have the huge bombs that can destroy completely this facility. So we see that naval, the Nimitz ship was sent recently there. There are those heavy aircraft at Diego Garcia in the way or in the possibility to move to bomb Iran. So we are in a very sensitive moment when the Iranian leadership on the one hand and the American Israeli leadership have to decide what to.
That is where we leave it. It's all we've got time for as we head towards 9 o'clock. That was Dr. Eli Kamon. He's an Israeli political scientist. He's a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. That's all we have time for today. Time for me to love and to leave you. Go and have the best Tuesday possible. Thank you, Senna, for putting together an incredible show, one that kept changing as we went through the morning. Thank you to Vusi for coping with everything behind the controls. Not easy at all, but that is the way in which we can bring you the latest news as it happens. It's 9 o'clock. Go and have a great Tuesday. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.